This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. It was a busy day at the State House today. Lawmakers voted on some major bills involving guns, election law, and in the House to override Governor Sununu's veto of a bill to repeal the death penalty. NHPR's senior political reporter Josh Rogers has been keeping tabs on all of the activity, and he joins me now. Hi, Josh.
Good afternoon, Peter.
So the death penalty override vote was the most anticipated item on the agenda today. In March, the House voted by a wide margin to get rid of capital punishment. Today, backers for repeal got the two-thirds margin that they needed to override, but by the slimmest of margins.
Very slim, precisely one vote, and that was with House Speaker Steve Shurtleff casting a vote in favor of override. You know, I was looking back at the vote, and 28 Republicans who voted yes to the repeal in March flipped and voted no today. There were another three who backed repeal then and simply didn't vote today while they were in attendance. And, you know, they're the realities of people in the House, and some show and some don't on any given days. But, you know, it was couldn't have been closer. And Republicans and House leaders, Governor Sununu, were working this. You know, you recall the governor made a big deal vetoing this. When he did, he went to the Michael Briggs Community Center in Manchester, flanked by about 40 law enforcement officials and people from police unions. You know, he says this is a deterrent and something that protects police. The specter of the Michael Addison's killing of Officer Briggs in 2006 in Manchester certainly always hangs over this debate in New Hampshire. Didn't really come up much today on the floor. You know, the effort to sway people really came down to seemingly stand with the governor and stand with how we do things in New Hampshire. Why don't we take a listen to how one rep described her discernment process on this?
While I voted in support of the repeal in the last vote, I found myself asking myself many questions. Mostly, I asked myself, is this really a New Hampshire issue? Is this a problem in our state?
And so that's Hudson Republican Kimberly Rice speaking. And the Senate will take its vote next week on whether to upend the governor's veto. What are you expecting from that, Josh?
The bill passed the Senate in April, 17-6. You know, had been thought the override would take place today, but a senator was out. It's been postponed. You know, the variables in the Senate are a bit different than in the House. There's certainly less anonymity. It's hard to move folks on an issue as stark as capital punishment. You know, and there are two Democrats there, Kevin Kavanaugh and Lou D'Alessandro, both from Manchester, who favor the retention of capital punishment. And, you know, the five Republicans who voted with the Democratic majority to get rid of capital punishment in April, some are quite staunch on this. You know, John Reagan, Bob Guida, Ruth Ward, Harold French, they're going to be hard to move based on their past remarks. David Starr, who's the newest Republican in the Senate, he voted for repeal in April. It's a little harder to know if he's movable, but, you know, we could know soon.
Okay. And in other votes today, some big gun bills did go to the Senate floor. Those passed along party lines. What do they do?
Yeah, that's not a shock. One would create a waiting period on gun sales, 3 days. Another would limit guns in schools. And another would create universal background checks. You know, as is the case elsewhere, this is a real, you know, partisan issue where Democrats see policies such as these as, you know, what they like to refer to as, quote, common sense measures to keep people safe. You know, Republicans see these as unneeded, as something that just will get in the way of law-abiding citizens exercising their constitutional rights, and that criminals won't follow them anyway. You know, the governor has said he favors gun laws as they are, and you know, it'll be interesting to see what he does.
And speaking of partisan issues, there was some action on state election law.
Well, in the House, Democrats passed a bill that would essentially create a carve-out for college students and members of the military who meet residency requirements for voting to no longer have to meet residency requirements for motor vehicles. And, you know, Republicans have sought to link motor vehicle laws to voting laws for some time. And that the idea that would you have to register your car? Would you have to get a driver's license if you voted here? This law would exempt that. And, you know, again, this is going to be interesting to watch the governor. He has indicated comfort with voting laws as they are. Democrats certainly want this on the books. The Secretary of State, Bill Gardner, has said that he has concerns about, you know, creating carve-outs for classes of citizens. But this debate over do you have to register your car here if you vote here has been going on for years. And, you know, Democrats see this as something that amounts to a poll tax on college students. Republicans say this is simply making everyone play by the same rules.
So overall, with these bills on guns, election law, the repeal of the death penalty in New Hampshire, these are big ticket issues for Democrats, and they seem to be having at least some success so far.
Certainly. I mean, Democrats want to get these bills through. For Republicans, it's a sign that, Democrats control the legislature. The governor controls the corner office. How he chooses to play these issues is going to be interesting. But this is definitely a day that demonstrates that, divided government is what we've got here in New Hampshire.
And HPR's Josh Rogers, thanks very much.
You're welcome.